Bound for South Australia, 13th to the 19th of March, 1836. 3 weeks had passed since the Duke of York and the John Perry set sail with passengers who were to be the first settlers of the new province of South Australia. But bad weather had kept the two ships close to home. They were still in the English Channel following fierce storms. The storms had taken a toll on the livestock on board the John Perry, as John Brown recorded in his diary. "The weather has now become quite moderate, but two of our sheep have caught very bad colds and are removed to the hospital, a place we have partitioned off from the others, where they can be better attended to and made more comfortable than being amongst those that are healthy." With favourable winds, though, the John Perry was underway again. Brown's diary continues, "There being a fine breeze from the southeast this morning, we got underway at daylight and proceeded to sea in company with several other outward-bound vessels." But it was with mixed emotions that Captain Morgan on the Duke of York set sail. He was still anxious about his pregnant wife, as he had not had news from her. "The wind, fair duty, calls I must go, however painful, leaving a beloved partner close to the trying hour of nature's sorrows. But God, omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, helpeth the seed of the woman and gives grace to shout, victory, victory. I had a letter wrote to send to my beloved partner commending her to that God and Saviour, believing he would bless her and keep her and support her through all the trying scenes of life. Great was my joy when they received a letter to inform me I was father of a fine girl and mother and child was likely to do well. I will sing to the Lord a new song, for he doth marvellous things." We can well imagine what a relief it was to him to learn this news before he left on the long and dangerous journey to the other side of the world.